Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Burlesque, part 2 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
Yes, indeed, people. Subscribe so that you and we can be together forever. That's what you want, right?
Not everybody's into commitment like that.
It's not exclusive forever, you know. It's not like they're, you know, you're forced to be there every moment. I'm going to say that the first half of Burlesque, I was very surprised about what it was. And now, hopefully, we'll get some explanation as to how come there were not a lot of boobs in the last episode.
And why there's so many boobs now.
And why there's so many boobs now in Burlesque. Here we go. Victorian theatrical burlesque. Victorian burlesque, sometimes known as travesty or extravaganza, was popular in London theaters between the 1830s and the 1890s. It took the form of musical theater parody in which a well-known opera play or ballet was adapted into a broad comic play, usually a musical play, often risque in style, mocking the theatrical and musical conventions and styles of the original work, and quoting or pastiching text or music from the original work. The comedy often stemmed from the incongruity and absurdity of the classical subjects with realistic historical dress and settings being juxtaposed with the modern activities portrayed by the actors. Madame Vestris produced burlesques at the Olympic Theater beginning in 1831 with Olympic Revels by J.R. Planche. Other authors of burlesque included H.J. Byron, G.R. Sims, F.C. Burnand, W.S. Gilbert, and Fred Leslie. You know, their description of burlesque reminds me of the burlesque Star Wars show, because that's kind of like a description of what it is. It's like they take Star Wars and then they turn it into this sexy musical farce.
I completely forgot that existed.
Like, it's called The Empire Strips Back.
Yeah, I've seen, like, references to it. I've never seen the whole thing.
But, like, that's exactly that description of Victorian burlesque.
Yeah, that makes sense. Victorian burlesque related to and in part derived from traditional English pantomime, quote, with the addition of gags and turns. In the early burlesques, following the example of ballad opera, the words of the songs were written to popular music. Later burlesques mixed the music of opera, operetta, music hall, and revue. And some of the more ambitious shows had original music composed for them. This English style of burlesque was successfully introduced to New York in the 1840s. We had a burlesque performer a while back who had a song. It was basically her theme song. It was about her. It was written for her, about her. And it cracked me up.
Awesome. Some of the most frequent subjects for burlesque were the plays of Shakespeare and grand opera. The dialogue was generally written rhyming couplets liberally peppered with bad puns. A typical example from a burlesque of Macbeth, Macbeth and Banquo enter under an umbrella, and the witches greet them with, quote, "Hail, hail, hail." Macbeth asks Banquo, "What mean these salutations, noble thane?" And is told, quote, "These showers of hail anticipate your reign." A staple of burlesque was the display of attractive women in travesty roles dressed in tights to show off their legs, but the plays themselves were seldom more than modestly risque.
Oh no, legs. Burlesque became the specialty of certain London theaters, including the Gaiety and Royal Strand Theater from the 1860s to the early 1890s. Until the 1870s, burlesques were often one-act pieces running less than an hour and using pastiches and parodies of popular songs, opera arias, and other music that the audience would readily recognize. The house stars included Nellie Farren, John d'Aubon, Edward Terry, and Fred Leslie. From about 1880, Victorian burlesques grew longer, until they were a whole evening's entertainment rather than part of a double or triple bill. In the early 1890s, these burlesques went out of fashion in London, and the focus of the Gaiety and other burlesque theaters changed to the new, more wholesome, but less literary genre of Edwardian musical comedy. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you go look at some Edwardian musical comedy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to that message. Now let's get to how Americans, what they did with burlesque. American burlesque shows were originally an offshoot of Victorian burlesque. The English genre had been successfully staged in New York from the 1840s, and it was popularized by a visiting British burlesque troupe, Lydia Thompson and the British Blondes, beginning in 1868. New York burlesque shows soon incorporated elements and the structure of the popular minstrel shows. Yuck. They consisted of three parts. First, songs and ribald comic sketches by low comedians. Second, assorted olios and male acts, such as acrobats, magicians, and solo singers. And third, chorus numbers and sometimes a burlesque in the English style on politics or a current play. The entertainment was usually concluded by an exotic dancer or a wrestling or boxing match.
The entertainments were given in clubs and cabarets, as well as music halls and theaters. By the early 20th century, there were two national circuits of burlesque shows competing with the vaudeville circuit. There you go! As well as resident companies in New York, such as Minsky's. Oh my god, the cat that I grew up with, one of the cats, her name was Minsk, and I used to call her Minsky. That's like blowing my mind right now. Anyway, such as Minsky's at the Winter Garden. The transition from burlesque on the old lines to striptease was gradual. At first, soubrettes showed off their figures while singing and dancing. Some were less active, but compensated by appearing in elaborate stage costumes. The strippers gradually supplanted the singing and dancing soubrettes. By 1932, there were at least 150 strip principals in the U.S. Star strippers included Sally Rand, Gypsy Rose Lee, Tempest Storm, Lily St. Cyr, Blaze Starr, Ann Corio, and Margie Hart, who was celebrated enough to be mentioned in song lyrics by Lorenz Hart and Cole Porter. By the late 1930s, burlesque shows would have up to six strippers supported by one or two comics and a master of ceremonies. Comics who appeared in burlesque early in their careers included Fanny Bryce, Mae West, Eddie Cantor, Abbott and Costello, W.C. Fields, Jackie Gleason, Danny Thomas, Al Jolson, Burt Lair, Phil Silvers, Sid Caesar, Danny Kaye, Red Skelton, and Sophie Tucker. I've heard of some of these people.
Same here. The uninhibited atmosphere of burlesque establishments owed much to the free flow of alcoholic liquor, and the enforcement of prohibition was a serious blow. In New York, Mayor Fiorello H. LaGuardia clamped down on burlesque, effectively putting it out of business by the early 1940s. It lingered on elsewhere in the U.S., increasingly neglected, and by the 1970s, with nudity commonplace in theaters, reached its final shabby demise. Both during its declining years and afterwards, there have been films that sought to capture American burlesque, including Lady of Burlesque, Stripperama, and The Night They Raided Minsky's.
In recent decades, there has been a revival of burlesque, sometimes called neo-burlesque, on both sides of the Atlantic. A new generation, nostalgic for the spectacle and perceived glamour of the classic American burlesque, developed a cult following for the art in the early 1990s at Billy Madley's cinema, and later at the Dutch Weissman's Follies Rev Reviews in New York City, the Velvet Hammer Troupe in Los Angeles, and the Shim Shamettes in New Orleans. Ivan Caine's Royal Jelly Burlesque Nightclub at Revel Atlantic City opened in 2012. Notable neo-burlesque performers include Dita Von Teese and Julie Atlas Muse, and agitprop groups like Cabaret Red Light incorporated political satire and performance art into their burlesque shows. Annual conventions such as the Vancouver International Burlesque Festivals and the Miss Exotic World Pageant are held. So I didn't know that it kind of died in the 70s and then was revived in the 90s. It's just kind of always been there for me. Did you notice that change?
No, I didn't notice the change. I'm not really like a huge fan of burlesque. I mean, I like burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I've dated a couple of burlesque dancers. But
a couple?
Yeah. What can I say? They know how to party.
I bet.
But I wasn't following along closely enough to like notice like an ebb and flow of burlesque as a trend in any way.
That makes sense. You were too busy doing film.
Yeah, I was too busy doing my art thing.
Yeah. That was interesting. Second half was more interesting.
Yep, it was. It was all the extra stuff that we were thinking about. But basically what happened is that when burlesque finally came to America, Americans were like, let's add boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
And there you have it. This has been the Wikipedia page for Burlesque, part 2 of 2.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your gigantic boobs.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.